I don't buy the idea that, you know, the society the way it is right now, it has to be this way.
Welcome to Rewrite the Rules with your host, Alex Starr.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality.
It's time to live life on your own terms.
What do you really want?
What is up, everybody, and welcome to a fresh episode of Rewrite the Rules. I am Alex Starr, and this is a very unique episode that a month ago I wouldn't have even dreamed that I would be sitting down discussing a pandemic and potential recession. It feels like every day has been a week, at least, in terms of the news that's coming out and things like that. It's March 19th, so things are changing rapidly. But I really wanted to get on here and talk about how to stay sane during this situation, how to stay sane during the coronavirus situation. So first of all, I want to make it clear that it is okay to feel fear and panic right now, and for those emotions to at least momentarily come up. I know for me they have, especially in the past couple weeks. It has felt like a roller coaster a lot of times, where, you know, some days I am out on a walk or a jog and I feel this, you know, immense sense of gratitude and optimism. And then an hour later, I am in a state of fear and anxiety over the eventual collapse of the entire society. And in Japanese, they have this beautiful word called Satori. And Satori is where you have a momentary glimpse of enlightenment. And you have that feeling that everything is possible and you have a portal into the unlimited love and abyss. And the past couple weeks, I have had the opposite of that moment a few times, where it's almost like the surrealism of this situation has become very, very apparent to me on a deep visceral level, and I am staring into this very negative emotion very strongly and very vividly for a brief moment of time, and I kind of back out of it. So all of that is normal because there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of changes, and it's scary. But there's also some excitement to it because novelty breeds excitement. And so it can be very confusing. So what I wanted to on this episode, though, is really address, you know, the bigger picture and then what you can do day to day to really cope with this and come out of it the other side stronger. And so on a micro level in our lives, when we have struggles that come up, when we have challenges, we all know this, you know, failure, you know, your whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know, you heard your grandpa say for your entire life. Unless you have, you know, cancer or something, then it really does kill you. But, you know, overall, when we have these challenges on our own personal lives, it does help us come out the other side stronger. And so I think on a macro level, I do think that is a very strong possibility of happening here in the U.S. and around the world. I think it'll bring us closer together. I think it'll help us reevaluate our priorities and where we want to spend our time, where we want to spend our money, and really come back to valuing that social interaction, because we're going to lose it for the first time in our lives for most of us, and probably the first time in recorded history at this point, where, you know, they really had to contain people, except for the past epidemics over, you know, a year ago or over 100 years ago. So I think it's good news eventually. I really do. I'm not just saying that. And what that means on a personal level, because that's all well and good, but on a personal level, there's a lot of people I know that are concerned about their money. You know, my grandfather is in an old person home, for lack of a better phrase, and he's not going to be able to see my mom or any family members to come visit him for the next, you know, month or two. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are going through, that are suffering, you know, that are unsure about where their next paycheck is coming from, you know, and so there's ways to kind of mitigate this, and there are ways to really utilize this time in the best way possible. So here are some of the things that I would recommend that I have implemented in my life in the past week or two, and it has made a world of difference. And there's a few of them, and then I'm going to end with a list of things that you can do really practically that are going to help you. And by the end of this, you're going to have, just some good tips, some good strategies to clear your mind and come out of this other side better than when we went in. Whether that's the next 2 weeks or a month or two, or this recession kind of goes on for 6 months, there's a way to come out of this better. So the first thing is stop watching the news and social media so much. And I want to be very clear on this, because a lot of times the media and mainstream media gets scapegoated. I know by me personally and a lot of other people and organizations as being fear-mongering and things like that. But if you break it down to economics, right, you always got to follow the money. The mainstream media, social media, they are mining your attention. They are mining your attention. That is their currency. They want it and they sell it. It is a dying industry. CNN, NBC, Fox News, I don't care where the fuck you get your news from. It is a dying industry. They have been losing viewers for the past decade. This is their fucking field day. They are making so much money off of the attention that we are giving during this time. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that inherently. I'm not trying to go down that path right now. I'm just saying that's the reality of the situation. So they will milk this for all it's worth. They will milk this, which is a weird phrase. So what that means is, if you sit down and watch the news like I have done, the past 2 weeks I have watched and gone to news sources more than in the past probably 3 years total combined. If you sit down and look at mainstream media, I don't care if that's Vox or The Guardian or Atlantic or CNN or Fox News or whatever it is you're looking at, you are going to accrue that mentality, and they are going to do things to get your attention. The headlines are made to get your attention. So you got to put restrictions on what you're doing. You got to put restrictions on the food that you are intaking into your mind, especially now. So what that means, what I have implemented, is give yourself 30 minutes. Give yourself 30 minutes, maybe an hour, where you are sitting down and you're catching yourself up. Okay. From a couple of reliable sources, I like The Guardian. I like The Atlantic. BBC is good because they aren't as dramatic as more mainstream sources. Catch up for sure, be informed, and then get the fuck off. If you're going on social media, of course, when I sit down on the couch at 8 p.m. or I'm blowing off some time, then use it as a way to either create or stay in touch with friends. You know, comment on other people's stuff. You know, see what's going on in your community is really valuable. But really, really, really constrain the mainstream media and your intake of the news. For the time being, highly recommended. Number two is really take this as a challenge to see, you know, what you can do and how you can change certain things in your life. And I'll kind of have the list after this. But, you know, for me already, I have seen as a way to, wow, how much money have I been spending day to day? How much money do I spend week to week and month to month? What if I just completely shut that down the next month? Like, how little money can I spend? Right? I think a lot of us, our finances aren't exactly where we want them to be, and that's okay. And this is a really good time to step back and evaluate that and see, you know, how little you can spend and how to really reprioritize, you know, what it is you've been spending your money on. The other thing is, this is a great time to call your friends and family. Okay. It's a great time to FaceTime with people. It's a great time to call those people that you have been meaning to call. And I know which ones. It's the ones that when you hear their name or you see them on social media, that little voice in the back of your head goes, ah, damn, I need to call that person. I've been meaning to call them back, right? We all have those people. This is the time to do it. With that in mind as well, with everything here, keep a routine in your life. I don't care what the fuck your routine is. If it's staying up till 3 a.m. and drinking and you get up at noon and then you go, maybe that's not the best routine. But you know, whatever it is that your routine is, like, just find something that works for you. It doesn't have to be waking up at 6 a.m. and meditate for 3 minutes while you hover above, you know, the fresh vegetable garden in your backyard while you're brewing green tea with the squirrels. Okay, it can just be getting up at a somewhat regular time, especially people that are now working from home, and, you know, doing something productive in those first couple hours. I think that's the biggest thing. And once again, it doesn't matter what the fuck that is. You hear people that want to give you a list of things to do. I know things that work for me personally. All right. I like to write stuff out, stream of consciousness, on my computer or on a notepad, and just write half a page or a page or two of just whatever's coming to my mind. It helps me clear out the stuff that's rattling around in there. And, you know, maybe get some type of exercise in. Doesn't need to be complicated, but I would stick to some type of a routine, get some structure in your day, some type of an anchor, right? And that can be in the morning, the evening, or the afternoon. If you're not a morning person, then fuck it. Sleep until noon, all right? And at noon, have some type of an anchor, all right? Maybe you don't like any of that stuff. You're busy. You're working the whole day. Have some type of an anchor in the evening. Could be a hot shower where you think of how much you love people in your life. Something simple like that. And that's going to have a huge difference. And I'm going to do another podcast on advice from working from home, because I think that's a whole other, you know, conversation. But now I'm going to go over a list I have. And these are some ideas of things that you can do if you are self-quarantining, if you're being mandated by your local or federal government. I think it's March 19th right now. I think within a week, we will have a federal shutdown, what it looks like to me. And I think they're just going to pull the Band-Aid off, and we're all going to do that for 2 to 4 weeks, and then we're going to come back stronger than ever. So what you can do here, here are some ideas. And remember, with all of this, it really comes down to, you know, reevaluating what it is that you're doing and figuring out new ways to do things. My gym closed a week ago, right? I can't go to the gym anymore. I'm in the middle of a 75 hard program where I have to work out twice a day. So I got a pull-up bar, and now I'm doing a pull-up and push-up challenge with a couple buddies of mine. So really figure out how you can pivot and how you can adjust and how you can leverage the strength of your network if you're going through financial hardships or personal hardships. And if you don't have as much of a, you know, if you've let relationships slip, which is easy to do, then this is the time, like I mentioned, to revitalize them and use this time as people coming together instead of it growing us more apart. So here's a list of things that, just some ideas to get the juices flowing. You can learn to cook inside. You can obviously read tons of good books. I posted on my highlight section of my Instagram, which is Alex H. Star with 2 R's, of course. And I put there my top 10 recommendations for right now, which will help you kind of think about society and the way you want to live your life a little bit differently, starting from within. The first book I would recommend for this moment in time is You Are Here by, I can never pronounce his name. He's a Vietnamese monk, Thich Nhat Hanh. His last name is H-A-N-H. He's very, very well-known monk, and it's called You Are Here. It's the first book I read on mindfulness and things like that about 7 or 8 years ago, and it will do a tremendous job of bringing you back to center, however you want to say that, to your source, to love, to God, whatever you want to say. So I would read, and I would read some things that help you get through these times. And You Are Here is a great one. My story highlights have some of my other recommendations. If you have an apartment, if you're in a house, you have a balcony, you know, this is a good time to do those projects around the house, clean things, fix things, pick up the backyard, make your space as aesthetically pleasing as possible, because it has a major impact on your mindset and then on your actions. For me personally, I'm going to smoke in the evening, I'm going to smoke a decent amount of weed, and I'm going to do some writing. And whatever it is that your creative outlet is, maybe you're not into weed, but do some type of a creative outlet, you know, write, you can paint. My girlfriend sings. She has a karaoke machine, so she's going to start singing more, which is great. If you are living with a significant other, you can always get down, right? You can have sex. You can make babies. If you live by yourself, you can either have sex with yourself. You can jerk off or spin that DJ desk if you're a lady to your heart's content. Or you could also take this time to do what the internet lovingly refers to as NOFAP, which is not masturbating for the duration of the time, which is another kind of challenge to yourself. I have personally done that for like 60 days back when I was single too. So just no orgasm at all. And I found it amazing. I found it a really good way to kind of utilize that sexual energy for other means. So that's an option as well. I think movies are actually good. You know, I think some people say like, oh, you know, you don't want to sit down and just watch Netflix all day. That's true. But also, fuck it. There's some awesome movies out there. There's documentaries. There's also just a lot of movies that I know are classics and people have told me are amazing that I have never gotten around the time to watching. And I think now in the evenings, I will watch one or two of them, of course. You can start that thing that you've always wanted to start. So there's people out here that have always wanted to start a podcast like this. Start that podcast. Reach out to me if you got questions. I don't know if people do blogs anymore, but if you want to start a blog, you can start a blog. That video channel. You know, I usually don't make videos like this, but fuck it. You know, let's start now. If you always wanted to write a book, you know, this is a great time to do that. Any classes online, you know, masterclass.com has thousands of classes you can take for, I think, like $90. Or I think it's $180 for all access. And you can go through there and just pick your interests. If you're into cooking, I just bought one on negotiation and like communication from the author of this book, Never Split the Difference. And so it was $90. And I'm going to go through that in the next month. At least that's what I'm telling myself. We'll see. You know, if you're not on complete lockdown, like in the house, you can still go on hikes, right? You can still get out of the apartment. You can go to the park, hikes. You just got to keep yourself socially distant and aware. YouTube has amazing things. Yoga on YouTube. You know, any topic you've ever wanted to learn. I literally looked up how to do fried eggs the best in my cast iron skillet the other day on YouTube. You can write some letters. I found this really interesting. You can write some letters to friends and family and tell them specific moments that you've been grateful for them, or that the way that they've impacted your life. You don't even have to send all of them, but just to write them out. And then the ones that you do, you know, imagine getting a letter from somebody right now in the mail of them telling you specific ways that you've made an impact on their life. I mean, it could make people cry. So I think that's something that you could definitely do. And you can just enjoy being here. We're living through history. We are living through, no doubt, uncertain times. And you can really take this moment to take a step back and reassess and decide how you want to be on the other side of this, and the cleansing that can take place during moments like this are and can be extremely valuable. Because, you know, if you look back at times of your life, I know if I can look back at times in my life when I have been, you know, firefighting and hiking this mountain and I just want to quit so bad and it is hard and I am sweaty and it is hot and the fire is near and it's a little scary. You know, when it's all said and done and when you come through together with other people, it's always so much sweeter on the other side. And you really do come through on the other side better off for it and stronger from it. So that's what I got today. I hope that was helpful. You can find me on Instagram, Alex H. Starr. And if this podcast really resonated with you, send it out to people. That's the best thing that you could do. I would greatly appreciate it. It would mean the world to me. Send it to someone that you think could use it and someone that could use the reminder today. And let's make it happen. You can find me, Rewrite the Rules, alexstar.com, And love y'all and stay healthy.